tensions between Washington and Tehran may have eased, but some members of Congress are still worried that President Trump wants to wage war against Iran. And the House today is considering a proposal to limit his ability to do that. Speaker Nancy Pelosi scheduled the vote after the U.S. drone strike that killed Iran's top military commander last Friday. Iran retaliated with its own airstrikes that targeted bases in Iraq where American troops are stationed. And President Trump has at least for now decided not to take any further military action, but he did announce new economic sanctions against Iran. Joining us now is Jane Harman, president and CEO at the Wilson Center. She's also a former Democratic congresswoman who served as the ranking Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. Congresswoman Harman, welcome back.
Hi, Jeremy. Thank you.
Well,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And do you think the crisis is over and the tensions have eased with Iran?
No, and maybe. The crisis is not over. The crisis is in a pause at the moment. Both sides have de-escalated immediate military responses, but they could be ginned up quickly. And many observers in the United States think we should be prepared for cyber attacks and other asymmetric attacks on our homeland. And the sadness there is that the Homeland Security Department in this administration has basically been neutered. Almost every position is held by an acting person, including the Secretary of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm. Some members of Congress who were in that briefing yesterday by the administration said that the administration presented no evidence that General Soleimani posed an immediate threat to the United States. Other lawmakers said the opposite. Do you think the killing of Soleimani was justified?
Well, let me start with the briefing. It is very important that Congress be briefed. There's something called the Gang of Eight. I know you know what that is,
yep.
Jeremy, but maybe some of your listeners don't. It is the senior leadership of the House and Senate, plus the leadership of the two intelligence committees. I was a member of that when I was ranking member of House Intel. And they should have been briefed before the attack happened, in full, in secret. So let's start there. I don't know what happened in the House briefing. I mean, in the Congress briefing. Both houses were present, mm-hmm. except that to get Senator Mike Lee of Utah that incensed took work. I mean, he was insulted. He says the worst military briefing in his 9 years in Congress. And so I'm guessing that they got lectured and told not to talk. And that's not a briefing. So that was very unfortunate. Do I know precisely what happened? No, I don't know precisely what happened. But I can't imagine that without any public, careful public presentation, that we have a very good case that an imminent attack was being planned.
And by the way, just for our listeners, Mike Lee is a Republican senator, so it was very unusual for a Republican senator to come out and criticize the administration in that way. If you were still in the House now, would you vote for this War Powers Resolution that
Absolutely.
Speaker Pelosi? Yes, you would?
I would have voted for it 15 years ago. I was in the House then. I guess I'm a dinosaur. Oh, well. But I certainly voted for the 2001 and the 2002 authorizations that are justifying all these actions. I think it's 40 military actions in 19 countries since they were passed.
Let me finally ask you, Jane Harman, about impeachment, because there's news on that front as well. Speaker Pelosi said today she's going to hold on to the articles of impeachment against President Trump until she is ready to send them to the Senate. She said that would probably be soon. Is she right to wait?
Well, I think she's handled this masterfully. This is a very serious issue. And impeachment is a political remedy. It's not a legal remedy. You have to think about it differently. But I was in the House during the Clinton impeachment, and I was a young lawyer in the Senate during the Nixon impeachment. So I really am a dinosaur. But I think what Pelosi's trying to assure is that there will be a fair hearing, a fair trial in the Senate, and she's using what leverage she has, and she's so far encountered a brick would understate it, a wall called McConnell, who is not prepared to, as he says, I think it's fiddle with her, some word like that, haggle with her. About this.
But do you think that there's an end game for her, or is she just going to end up in the same situation a few weeks later than she would have?
I think she knows what her end game is. She's very, very shrewd, and she has the respect of her caucus, and she's really earned it on the House side. And I think she's trying to figure out what next steps are. I mean, McConnell has said that he's not going to agree to call witnesses in advance, but he's also said that he is going to follow the process. I'm not defending this. I'm just stating it. Mm-hmm. That was used for the Clinton impeachment. And that did have the opportunity for witnesses or depositions of witnesses at the back end. So there may be a play here that she understands and that the rest of us are going to learn about.
That is Jane Harmon, President and CEO at the Wilson Center. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.